Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our chief love officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from PJ in Glendale. PJ writes, my husband and I split all the bills and we keep a petty cash stash at home. We hardly ever use the petty cash, so we have $3,200 and $3,250, okay, $3,250. I want to use half the money for my liposuction, but my husband said no. Half of it is mine, so why can't I use it?
You can finna get liposuction for $1,500. You need to get another clinic. Where is you going to get this surgery done? Where is you going? What part of the, what third world country you on your way to? Lady, don't do that. Ain't no $1,500 liposuction. You gonna mess around and get yourself hurt. Leave that $32 in petty cash. $1,500 is going to buy you some petty liposuction is what it's going to buy. Mm. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to mess around. This not the time to look for discounts, y'all. A lot of people don't do well. I strongly suggest you reconsider taking $1,500 and getting some liposuction. What kind of tools are they going to use for $1,500?
Water hose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. you're saying do more research. It costs way more.
I'm saying
than
don't
that.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Like
$1,500 just one side. It's not the other side.
It's
just
getting a down payment.
It's a down payment.
Right. Hey, man, $1,500 is for the anesthesiology.
Yeah.
Now, that's the $1,500. I don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to Rhonda in Virginia Beach. Rhonda writes, I'm dating a younger man and age doesn't matter to him until we have sex. He likes to mention that I'm older and he's going to show me what a young man can do. Should I go ahead and tell him I've had better or let him keep insulting me?
Oh, wow. Mm. Well, why is he insulting you? He thinks he's bragging. See, he think I'm finna show you something a young man do. Should I tell him I've had better? I mean, for what? If you've had so much better, why are you with him? Maybe you need to go sit your ass down somewhere. Since you've had all this better, now you dating a young man. Well, what you doing? Well, what you doing? You obviously ain't doing nothing.
Or maybe he's not. He's the bragging. She doesn't like that.
He ain't. But what you got though, ma'am? What difference do it make? All these men, they ain't in your life. What difference do it make what he say? He a young boy. Y'all ain't finna last. Ain't none of the rest of your relationships last. You probably need to look into what's up with that. You and none of your relationships have lasted. And now you on to this young boy. Now you mad at him because he bragging. What? You need to fix the problem. The problem ain't he bragging.
And what is the problem?
The problem is you available to be bragged too.
Hello.
You shut some of this down. Damn, go sit your ass down somewhere. So what? He young. Y'all ain't got no relationship. This ain't going nowhere. You just ain't no future. He say age don't matter. Okay. Yeah, it do though.
Okay. All right.
Age, ladies, the age matters. Eventually, right. He's going to look over there at one of them young girls.
Okay, moving on to Emmett in Jacksonville. Emmett says, I invited a friend to work out with me, and I considered it our third date. We had lunch after the gym, and she was really twangy smelling. I showered before I left the gym, and I assume she did too. I like her, so should I mention her hygiene?
What's twangy? What is twangy, though?
Twangy. It's like tang with a W on it. You know, like... It's Tang. Remember Tang, that little powdered orange drink?
I hate it.
That they give to the astronauts at a commercial. Mm-hmm. Twang is when you got, it's supposed to be Tang, but it's twang. It's got a little woo. You know, they put that W in there because that W stands for woo. You know. Woo, you tangy. You know.
So should he say something to her? Mm-hmm. Just let it be.
No, you don't think so?
The fact that you have to tell a woman.
Because he said he likes her.
Well, I'm going to like somebody else because I'm not finna like nobody that don't like the babe. We not finna do that. Not no woman.
They were at the gym.
Okay, well you know, I got like some partners that don't bathe that much. I like them. We all right because I can just tell them, damn, boy, what's up with you today? You kicking. Mm-hmm. You know, I say stuff like that all the time. Yeah.
But he didn't say anything to her.
Okay. No, I mean, what do you, okay, Junior Tommy, what could he say to her? How do you mildly tell a woman you on your third date with, you stink? How do you say that?
Like, well, not like that, that's for sure.
Well, ladies, let me ask you a question, though. If you're on a third date with a guy, and a guy comes to you, what way could he say it to you that would make you okay with it?
No. I don't know. Maybe he could say... Maybe he can say for her because she didn't like. I assume she just didn't like showering at the gym.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. That's why she just left and she wants to shower at our home. But
no. The question is, how could he tell
you? I don't know.
That's what I want to hear y'all say. What's the cool way, ladies? Is there a way a man can say it to you that would be?
I mean, other than just being. Other than just coming outright and saying it,
Maybe he could say this. Okay. Ooh, I just left the gym. I showered. Did you shower when you left the gym? And she could be like, I like to shower at home.
Well, your ass need to start showering at that gym.
To finish that statement.
It's still not going to address the fact that she has an odor. You know,
What if he just keep asking every 60 seconds, what is that? And just keep asking her, what is that? Do you smell it? What is that? I don't know what that is.
I just think he has to be direct. He just has to be direct and say it in a nice way. You know, I'm sorry that I have to tell you this.
It's over.
You know,
You're tart. It's over.
He has to be direct with it.
Do you like those body deodorant commercials?
Lumi.
Or he could just reach in his gym bag and pull out his deodorant and say, two different deodorants. Say, which one of these you like?
Can he say, I need you to come get in the shower with me? I need you to come get in the shower with me.
No, I'm not getting in there with you like that.
Coming up at the top of the hour, thank you.
You like Dove or you like Secret?
Boy, that was a mess.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.